1 Samuel chapter 30. Then it came to pass, as David and his men were going to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites invaded the south and Ziklag, and they attacked Ziklag and burned it with fire. And they took the women who were in it captive, both small and great. They did not kill anyone, but they drove them along as they went their way. And David and his men came to the city, and what they saw was that it had been burned with fire, and their women and their sons and their daughters had been taken captive. And David and the people who were with him raised their voices and wept until they didn't have any strength to weep. Now David's two wives had been taken captive, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess and Abigail, who had been the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was very distressed, for the people intended to stone him, for all the people were inwardly bitter, each man about his son and about his daughters. But David gathered strength through the Lord his God. And David said to Abiathar the priest, the son of Ahimelech, "Please bring the ephod up to me." And Abiathar brought the ephod up to David. And David inquired of the Lord and said, "Should I pursue this troop? Will I catch up with them?" And he said to him, "Pursue, for you will certainly catch up with them and certainly bring deliverance." So David and the 600 men who were with him set out and came to the Besor stream, whereas the rest stayed behind. And David was in pursuit, he and 400 men, whereas 200 men, who had become too exhausted to cross the Besor stream, stayed behind. And they found an Egyptian man in the field, and they took him to David, and they gave him bread, and he ate, and they gave him water to drink. And they gave him a slice of a cake of dried figs and two raisin cakes, and he ate, and his spirit returned to him, for he had not eaten bread, and he had not drunk water for 3 days and three nights. And David said to him, "To whom do you belong, and where are you from?" And he said, "I am an Egyptian youth, the servant of an Amalekite man, but my master left me because I became sick 3 days ago. We raided the south of the Kerethites' territory and Judah's territory and the south of Caleb's territory, and we burned Ziklag with fire." And David said to him, "Will you lead me down to this troop?" And he said, "Swear to me by God that you definitely will not kill me, and that you definitely will not deliver me up into the hand of my master, and I will lead you down to this troop." So he led him down, and he saw that there were people scattered over the whole expanse of the land, eating and drinking and celebrating all the great spoil which they had taken from the land of the Philistines and from the land of Judah. And David attacked them from dawn to evening the day after, and no one escaped from them except 400 young men who rode on camels and fled. So David recovered everything that the Amalekites had taken, and David recovered his two wives. And no one, whether small or great, was missing from them, neither sons nor daughters nor any spoil nor anything which they had taken away. David recovered everything. And David took all the sheep and oxen. They drove them in front of the other livestock, and they said, "This is David's spoil." Then David went to the 200 men who had become too exhausted to follow David, whom they had stationed at the Besor stream. And they went out to meet David and to meet the people with him. And David approached the people and asked them how they were. And every evil or good-for-nothing man from the men who went with David answered and said, "Since they did not go with me, we will not give them any of the spoil which we have recovered, except for each man's wife and his sons, for them to take away and depart." But David said, "You shall not do this, my brothers, with what the Lord has given us, for he protected us, and he delivered the troop which came against us into our hands. And who will heed you in this matter? For the share of him who went down to battle will be as the share of him who stayed with the equipment. They will share it out together." And it came to pass from that day on that he made it a statute and a regulation for Israel, as it is up to this day. Then David came to Ziklag, and he sent some of the spoil to the elders of Judah, to his neighbour, and he said, "Here is a gift for you from the spoil of the Lord's enemies. He sent it to those in Beth-El, and to those in Ramoth of the south, and to those in Jatir, and to those in Aroer, and to those in Sifmoth, and to those in Eshtemoah, and to those in Rakal, and to those in the cities of the Jerahmeelites, and to those in the cities of the Kenites, and to those in Hormah, and to those in Bor Ashan, and to those in Athak, and to those in Hebron, and to all the places which David frequented, he and his men.